Hi, I'm Donovan Brown, a senior program manager for DevOps on the Visual Studio Cloud Services team. In this video, I'm going to show you the improvements we've made to Team Build. We're going to begin with a quick overview of some of the notable changes in the system and follow it up with a full demo. Finally, I'll share some additional resources. Team Build is completely new. We have replaced the old XAML-based builds with a new task-based system. We have a rich web interface where you can author, queue, and monitor your builds. We have also made the system highly extensible and even open-sourced our task library. We also added the ability to audit the changes to your build and even support running multiple configurations of the same build in parallel. Team Build is now fully cross-platform. You can now run your builds natively on Mac, Linux, or Windows. You can build from both centralized version control, like TFVC, or distributed version control, like Git and GitHub. Build .NET, Java, Android, and even iOS applications. Now let's see Team Build in action. For the purpose of this demo, we're going to assume we have an application already in version control for which we want to enable continuous integration, or CI. The application happens to be an ASP.NET MVC application with accompanying unit tests that we also want to execute during a build. Finally, we're going to implement continuous deployment by having Team Build deploy our website into Azure. To begin, we simply need to create a new build definition. Team Build offers templates to speed the creation of a new build. Team Build already comes with a template to build, test, and deploy a website into Azure. The template contains all the tasks we need. Team Build also provides a way for us to securely store the credentials needed to communicate with Azure and other services like Chef and the SonarQube. All we need to complete our build is provide the name for our Azure website. If the website name already exists, we will simply use it. However, if the website does not exist, Team Build will actually create the website for you. Now we can save our build. When you do, you will be prompted for a name and an optional comment. You will see why when we review the History tab. Now, let's queue the build. Notice that Team Build now shows us the build output in real time. With the build running, let's explore some of the other features of Team Build. From the Options tab, we can control how we handle the builds that contain multiple configurations, even choosing to run them in parallel. From the Repository tab, we can control how we access our source code. We can access it from TFS or from services like GitHub. The Variables tab allows us to define variables for use in our build and even encrypt their values. The Triggers tab allows us to easily enable continuous integration, so the build is executed each time a check-in is made. We can even schedule the build to run at night. The General tab allows us to control which queue we use for our build. We can also quickly manage our available queues. Team Build allows you to install your own agent, but also host a pool of agents for you in the cloud. This allows you to begin using Team Build with no installation. From here, we can also review the list of agent capabilities that determine what type of application it can build. Each build also defines a list of demands. The demands are matched to the capabilities during the agent selection to run the build. From the Retention tab, we can control how long builds are stored before being removed. Finally, the History tab allows us to audit the changes of our build definition over time. Once the build is complete, we can review the build summary. From here, we can review the status of each step and even look at the test results. Team Build is now a complete web-based CI system. Now we can verify that our application was built, tested, and deployed successfully by accessing it from the website. As you can see, Team Build was able to build, test, and deploy our website into Azure. I hope you enjoyed that quick look at Team Build. Here are some additional resources you can use to learn more about what's new. I would also recommend you follow me on Twitter and my blog for the latest information. Until next time, I'm Donovan Brown.